welcome to our today's Q&A call from the Healing Codes family, the Dr. Alex Lloyd family. I'm so happy you're here. Today is October the 29th, 2020. It is now a few minutes after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my name is Annika Constantine. I'm your host for today's call. I'm a certified Healing Codes and Whole Life Healing Coach. And yeah, I'm very happy to be here. Before we get started with today's call, I would like to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process and any other healing modalities provided by Dr. Alex Lloyd. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. So your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we are asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the process, of the healing process, to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes or any of the other healing modalities, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. All right, so if you're dialed in from your phone or web call, you can press star 2 on your keypad to raise your hand, and I will then unmute your line and calling out your first name or the last four digits of your phone number. If you're with us on the webcast, you should see a little chat box. You can type in your question and press submit, and I will then read your question here on our today's call. All right, so before we get to the question and answer part of today's call, we like to open the call by doing a Healing Codes process together. It's going to be the Universal Healing Code, so I'm going to be guiding you in this code, and I would like to just invite you right now to take a moment to relax and to unwind if you've had a long day, and let me guide you through a few steps to set up this code. So if you have any issue that you've been working on or that perhaps is bothering you right now, something maybe that happened today and you're still upset about it, please bring it to today's code and ask for that to be healed, whatever may be connected to it. It could also, of course, be a long-standing issue, so whatever comes to your mind right now. All right, so just try to focus into that issue right now. You can rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 to see how strong it bothers you. And then ask yourself, how does it make me feel emotionally? What are the beliefs or thoughts that are connected to this? How do I feel regarding this? What type of emotions come up? Anger, fear, worry, sadness, whatever the case may be. And you can also rate that emotion or belief that you have encountered right now that pops up on a scale from 0 to 10. And then you may ask yourself if you remember an earlier time in your life where you felt the same type of emotion or belief. So we're not necessarily looking for the same circumstances, but for the same internal surrounding. Okay? So let's just see if anything pops up. Is there an image that pops up, a memory, a person perhaps? And if something pops up, I would like to encourage you to include that today in your prayer before we start with the healing code, because that will actually get to the root cause of this issue, even though it may not make a lot of sense to your rational mind. But just include it, because it's a sign that it's connected. Okay. If nothing pops up, don't worry about it. Just ask that the source of this be healed, whatever it may be, and for that to be transformed back into love, back into peace, back into all these wonderful expressions of love. All right, so I would like to give you a moment right now to say a prayer from your heart, and then I'm going to start with the sample prayer from the book, The Healing Code by Dr. Lloyd and Dr. Ben Johnson, and then I'm going to guide you through a universal healing code. All right, let's get started. All right, if you haven't finished praying, please continue if you'd like. And I'm going to read the prayer right now. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issue, be found, open, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, and just relax. And let's get started with the code. First position is both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. You can focus on your love picture or the issue healing or whatever feels good to you right at this moment. Let yourself be guided in that. Stay open. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And focus on that love and that healing. You may even want to put a smile on your face. Even if you are faking it, your body is registering it. And it helps support the healing, even then. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Alright, and that was our final position. You can rest your arms or even place them over the middle of your chest, over your heart center if you'd like, to just process. If you have some water close by, just drink some water if you'd like. Alright. Okay, I hope everybody's doing well. So let's move on to our Q&A part. So again, if you'd like to ask a question, there's two ways that you can do that. If you're calling in from a phone or the web call, you can press star 2 on your keypad. That will raise your hand. On the web call, you also have the opportunity to just press the button. It says raise hand. It has a little hand symbol there. So just click on that. Or if you're with us on the webcast, you can just type in your question in the chat box you should see there. And submit your name and email address, and then press submit, and your question is going to appear here on my computer screen, and I will then read your question and answer it. All right, so if you have any questions, please go ahead. Of course, you can also leave comments, experiences you've had, whatever you think may be helpful to others as well, or of course your questions. All right, so I see a hand that has been raised by a caller from ending in 5446. 5446, I'm going to open your line. Hi, who's this? Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Anika. It's Patricia in New York City. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Wonderful.
I just want to express gratitude, as I often feel I need to do for the healing codes. But I'm updating the saga of me, my using of the healing codes. You know, I don't know if I had mentioned to you I was retiring, and I did. Mm-hmm. I retired October 1st.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. So now I have no excuse for not doing the healing codes the first thing every morning, which I do, and it really does alter the tone of your day for the day when you start that way. So today, my experience was I had been wanting to resume my music for a long time, but then when I was working, it just did not feel possible. But finally today, after an absence of many, many years away from the violin, I picked it up and I played. I started slowly. I tuned it. That took a while after I hadn't touched it in 8 years, actually. I tuned it, and then I had a plan, because I knew if I just had no plan, it would just be formless. So I did it. I played along with a hymn that I have. I have it online, so they have the piano part there. So I was able to accompany that. So I had something to work with. But here's where the healing codes comes in. I was shocked that I was able to just kind of, on the day that I decided to do it, I actually went ahead and did it.
Wow.
You know, I mean, the violin has been in the corner of my room for a while, but I did all the steps. There were a lot of steps to going back to something like that, but I didn't have any of the, you know, in former times, before the healing codes, there would be so many obstacles, so much mental baggage involved in doing something that maybe to you or to many people sounds like a simple thing, just to go and, you know, do something. But for me, I always had so much weighting me down with doing it. It seemed like it was such a tremendous thing. But today, I had to clean the case a little bit. It got dusty. So I took a piece of wide tape, and I just went over the case briefly. I did that, and then I took the instrument out. I saw that I have no idea where the thing that you put between your chin and the instrument. I know I had one. I have no idea where that went. It should have been in the case. It wasn't. However, I remembered that I had a very good thick sponge, and I knew exactly where it was. So I just went and I put that there. And then I spent time, found a tuning website on the internet, and I tuned the instrument. That took quite a while. And then I got my hymn book, and I put my stand up. That was another thing. All these things. At one time, this would have loomed tremendous in my mind, and it would have been exhausting mentally to even have to think of all these different steps that were involved. But, you know, somehow I've been doing the codes for quite a while, you know, years really, and now I'm able to do them at, you know, the first thing every day, so it's a lot more consistent. So it was not a big deal at all. And I worked on a hymn. It was the first in the hymn book that I use, and it didn't sound great, and I was a little discouraged the first time around, but I played it a couple more times. I got a little more used to it, and then I put it away. I said, okay, because you need to do that. I think you need to take things in small steps, because I didn't want to make it so I ended it up where I was upset. So I mean, you know, I had a decent time. And that's a plan of mine to, you know, work on the violin, hopefully daily. But I'm not going to beat myself up if it's not every single day. But that's something I do want to get. And I'm glad that I have the format of the hymns to work on. It's something they're simple. It's something easy to work on. You know, in old days, I had such grand ambitions, and they never materialized. And all these boring exercises and scales, that was all I played. And it's like, please, give me a break. I want some music. So I'm not even going to, I may do a scale once in a while, but it's not going to be my main focus anymore. I'm going to play actual music. And it's simple, but it's for my own enjoyment. And it may lead somewhere. We'll see.
Yeah.
But my whole approach is different now. I was so ambitious before, and really not a lot came of it. It was all full of disappointment. But I'm really approaching it from an easier standpoint, a more relaxed standpoint, and I attribute that to the healing codes, really.
Wonderful. Wow, that's really great news. That sounds really nice. I'm so happy
Thank
for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel good being able to say that I finally did pick up the violin today. Thank you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. After 8 years, yeah. Wonderful.
And even then, I was not playing it regularly, but that I played that for a special occasion. But now it's a different phase of my life, and I'd like to bring it back into my life. If only starting for myself, and then we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, I read a very, I'm just mentioning that because it reminded me of that, a very interesting study just recently, and it basically said that the, counter to what we believe, the most productive years can be between 60 and 80 years of age. So I was very surprised, but I was, that's really, really wonderful because you have all of that ahead of you. So
that's
you may be onto something with your violin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I never saw that study. I'd love to know what that study was. I'd love to read that.
Yeah, I don't have it here right now, but maybe next time I could share the link or the name of it.
Yeah, or maybe I can look for it. Thank you. Well, that's very encouraging.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right. So, anything else you have to share, or any question
Not
you have?
Not at the very moment, but it may evolve. We'll see.
All right. Thank you so much, Patricia, for
you're welcome.
Speaking up. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and close Patricia's line again. And if you have any questions, again, I'm going to repeat the instructions. So if you would like to raise your hand to ask a question, you can press star 2 on your keypad or press the button that says raise hand if you're with us on the web call. Or if you're with us on the webcast, just type in your question, press submit, and that question will appear here on my screen, and I will then read it for you. All right, I see a hand that has been raised from a caller whose number ends in 5920. 5920, I'm going to open your line. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
How can I help you today?
Recently I've been doing the Trilogy for Health series, and Alex kind of mentioned at the beginning that he recommends that you do trilogy sources first, and I haven't done that because I am finding that I'm not getting lasting results from the Trilogy for Health. So I was just wondering how you do the trilogy sources. I do have it and have the custom trilogies for all the different relationships, but I just need to know, how you do the prayer or what you think about or anything.
Yeah, so if you have them, that's great. And really, you would do it like you do any other of the processes. So you just think of, or, for example, if you start with the first source relationship, which is your relationship with your mother or relationship issues regarding your mother, there's different ways to go about it. You could just think of, the most pressing issue or the thing that bothers you the most when you think of your mother and just address that and do the trilogy for that. Or you could, of course, also connect it to the health issue, for example. So let's just say that, you have a specific health issue and you also ask yourself, how does that make me feel? And then you can see if you see a correlation between what you feel regarding your health issue, if that maybe came up in your relationship with your mother, either in the past or current. So that would be a second way you could do that. But basically, that's how you would do it. You would just get started with the first source relationship. You can work on that. I'm not sure if it says how many.
Instead of starting with...
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Okay, I was just saying, can I skip the first one and maybe do spouse and my sister? I have issues with my sister and even my son and daughter. So those seem to be the most pressing and maybe the most related to, I do have like breathing issues, which is part of the goodness category and self-worth, I believe.
Yeah.
And also issues with central nervous system, which is, again, about rejection and stuff like that. So I've had issues with these other people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So then if we take that specifically, and I say my spouse or whatever, like he's had to deal with sciatica, so he has been very frustrated and harsher than normal, but I'm a naturally highly sensitive person, so it really affects me. And I think that my health has not been as good during that period of time. So,
yeah.
So specifically then, you know, if we say with the person, if I take that issue and think of my husband, is this what I do?
Yeah, you could definitely do that. So if you want to switch it up, that's fine. I would still recommend that you go through all of them,
okay.
Especially because, you know, a lot of times those issues may be unconscious, and we want to make sure that anything whatsoever that could be connected to those health issues, for those to be healed.
Okay.
So you may not even, you know, consciously see any correlation between your mother and those issues or your relationship with your mother and those issues. But, you know, perhaps there's something that's kind of buried or hidden there, and we want to make sure that that's addressed as well, right? So
right.
I would recommend going through all of them. You don't necessarily have to do it in that order. So you can, of course, start with the ones that seem, you know, more important to you or more currently
relevant
to you right now. But, yeah, but I would definitely recommend going through all of them. And at least you would do each category or each source relationship for at least one day. So I would recommend probably to do it at least 3 times per day. And then you can move on to the next one. Or what you could also do to do it even a little bit more intensively is to stay with one relationship for a while. For example, for a few days till you feel perhaps that you feel a sort of shift when you think of that person or that relationship. Then you move on to the next one.
Do I need to think about specific events that happened with that person, or just think of the person?
It could be either or both. So it really depends on how, you know, when you think of that relationship, what pops up. So it could be a specific event that happened, or it could just kind of be your relationship with them in general.
Okay, and then usually with doing this kind of work, we think about how it makes us feel. Is that part of this process too?
Yes, exactly.
Emotion,
yeah.
Or belief or thought comes up. And then once that happens, then what do I do? Just include that in the prayer? Or think
yes, exactly. You could even go...
Ahead.
Yeah, you could even take it a step further and, you know, see if any other events come up regarding that. But we definitely want to include those emotions and beliefs, because those are basically the negative, you know, patterns that are kind of connected to that relationship, right? And we want to really make sure that they heal.
Okay, so what if would it be likely that a memory would pop up that isn't with that particular relationship, it's with a different person?
It could happen. If that happens, you know, you can take a mental note of that, and then when you get to that that source relationship, you
okay.
can address that as well, right? I mean, in the end, they're all kind of related, and you probably will find that, especially, you know, the our relationship to our mother and father,
mm-hmm.
they tend to pop up again in our closest relationship later in life. So that is why I also said, you know, do not skip them, because I think even if, you know, they may be completely buried, and that's okay, don't worry about that, right? But just make sure that you cover them, and you may be surprised, you know, what comes up, or what, you know, the type of healing that you will experience, because they seem to be, you know, especially with our mother, that's our number or the first relationship we have, and that's why it tends to be also one of the most impactful ones that we have.
Okay, so if I'm thinking of my spouse and then a memory of my mom comes up, then I make a note of that and make sure I do the source code for mother for that particular memory?
And yeah, you could do that, or you can also just include that in the same code for, you know, in regards to the relationship to your husband as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, and then I do the code, you said, like, maybe 3 times a day?
Mm-hmm.
So, and if there was a specific event with my husband, and I can kind of see the intensity and see if it's going down,
mm-hmm.
how low should it go before I try to think of another memory? Or do I think of it, or do I kind of ask myself if there's any other memories coming up each time?
Well, I think with Trilogy, you could even address several at the same time, because it's really powerful. So if something else pops up, just include it again in your prayer. So, you know, even if maybe you start with one issue, and then as you go on, more issues come up with the same person,
okay.
Just include them as well.
Okay. Okay, so I think I can figure it out from here now.
Okay, wonderful. That's not to say that, of course, you can't, you know, sometimes it's wise to just address one issue and see till it, you know, just work on that one till it goes down. It's a little bit up to you, you know, whatever, just consult your own heart and see what feels good to you in that moment, what feels the most healing to you in that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, if something else pops up, you know, it's connected and you can include it in your prayer.
Right now, another thing just came to me. What about
mm-hmm.
all the categories, like love,
mm-hmm.
joy, peace, patience, and mm-hmm. all that? Like, do I try to figure out how to include that in with this process, or is that not as necessary?
No, in this case, you don't have to do that, because we're basically just coming at it from a different perspective of the, you know, this perspective of our relationships, right? So whatever pops up in each specific relationship, those are basically those issues that we find in the 12 categories as well, but
okay.
we're not, you know, specifically saying, oh, or we don't have to figure out, oh, this is a love issue, this is a goodness issue, you know, it just heals automatically that way.
Okay. Okay. So, because I noticed that Healing Codes 1 has all the categories, Healing Codes 2 doesn't really have those categories anymore, and then Trilogy doesn't either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Perspective.
Exactly. It's all connected. It's all part of the whole, you know, the whole healing system, basically. You know, those 12 categories are still there. It's just with Trilogy and also the Healing Codes 2, we're coming at it from a different angle to ensure the most healing, right? So, of course,
okay.
both perspectives are valid and very important, but sometimes it actually helps us to kind of see it from a different perspective, and that's why we do it with the relationships in this case.
So is it a good idea to once in a while go back to Healing Codes 1 and go through those categories?
Yeah, I would say absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lori. Okay, I'm going to mute Lori's line. All right, so again, if you have any questions, please raise your hand by pressing star 2 or pressing the button raise hand if you're with us on the web call, or, of course, you can leave your question in written form via the webcast. I'm going to check if we have any questions that have been submitted. No, none so far. Okay. All right, so I do not see any more questions at this point. I'm going to stay in the line just a little bit longer. If you do have a question, please do reach out. All right, everybody. So I'm going to go ahead and end today's call as we have no more questions. We are going to be here again next week at the same time on November the 5th, again at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Thursday. So if any other questions come up in during this these upcoming 7 days, we are very happy to have you here again and to help you out. I want to wish you a wonderful and blessed rest of the week, and God bless you, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.